Next guest here on a regular basis guests in on behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way, sharing their stories and more. We talk with you, Mandy DeWild, Community Impact Coordinator. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Thank you to you as well, Robbie Metcalf, former AmeriCorps Vista and Genium. We talk about, I'll get that pronunciation down in just a second. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Mandy. Thanks for you and certainly the work that the Heart of West Michigan United Way does. And we know that we're certainly in a campaign here at WGVU.
Yes, we are.
Certainly asking our own colleagues to assist many people who have heard about United Way, volunteer, even, again, give our donation. But I'm going to ask you still, where does the money go?
Thank you, Shelley. So thanks to the generous donations of more than 15,000 people who have given to the Community Investment Fund, Heart of West Michigan United Way was able to grant $4.6 million to 45 local programs in our community that are working to reduce the effects of poverty and social inequities in Kent County. We couldn't do this work without our donors. Heart of West Michigan United Way funds programs in the areas of family stability. That includes housing, food security, family crisis, and mental behavioral health. And we also fund programs under youth education and financial security.
And again, thanking to the generosity of all those who did community to when they checked the box for Community Investment Fund. Lots to talk about the needs in our community, housing, food. One area that may not often get the attention it deserves and needs is domestic violence. I'm going to kind of focus here, an issue that knows, I understand, no zip code can happen in any community. October, National Domestic Violence Prevention Month, and United Way, invests nearly $800,000 to these programs?
Yes, we do. Part of Heart of West Michigan United Way's investment into Kent County is dedicated to treating and reducing physical violence, sexual assault, abuse, and neglect. So let me just share with you some statistics regarding abuse in our community. So in Michigan, about 4 out of every 10 women that are treated in the emergency department for injuries have those injuries related to intimate partner violence. And based on a report of abuse and neglect from Child Protective Services, we also know that child sexual abuse is grossly underreported. And so it is a realistic assumption that there are anywhere between 6,000 to 8,000 child victims of sexual abuse just here in Kent County alone, right here in our community. So if I could share with you and your listeners, if I may, some details about these programs that we fund. We look at two areas. One is emergency and crisis response, and the other area is around solutions. So that crisis response could be medical services for victims of abuse, legal services for them, family preservation services, adoptive family support. Other critical services around sustainable solutions involve violence prevention, intervention and diversion programs, outreach and education to vulnerable populations, counseling and advocacy. Our grant recipients in this area, actually in all areas, of Heart of West Michigan United Way funding are entering their second year of a three-year funding cycle. And so they were chosen based on a criteria including their program type, the population served, their program design, previous outcomes, how they address disparities in the community, and their ability to collaborate with other services as well. So some of these programs that we fund under Family Crisis include Arbor Circle, Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County. We have Cherry Health. We have Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, of Kent County. D.A. Blodgett St. John's. Our other partners are Legal Aid of Western Michigan, Migrant Legal Aid, YWCA of West Central Michigan. And then we have one more here with us today.
Yay! Ingenium. Correct?
Yes.
Ingenium. Let's bring you into the conversation, formerly known as School to Career Progressions. Robbie Metcalf, what is Ingenium?
So Ingenium focuses in helping kids to stay in school, graduate from high school and then enroll in college or join the workforce with a job that offers opportunity for advancement. So our character building program teaches the skills to equip youth with strong character tools to achieve long-term success.
How do students get involved with the program? How are you actually working with the students?
Right. So there are two ways. We are a diversion program, first and foremost. So we get referrals from the court. So they're first-time law offenders. They do 60 hours with us, and then their charges dropped. The other way is we have partnering organizations, so we'll go into classrooms or after-school programs and teach the curriculum there.
What are you teaching them?
So we're teaching them strong characters, and we also teach them the three keys to strong character. So that's positive mindset, healthy emotions, and successful behaviors.
Are you one of the teachers?
I am. I am a success coach.
Nice. Program doesn't only involve youth, I think. You also work closely with parents, caregivers, teachers, and leaders who work and support them.
That's right. So we have the care coach approach that we've created to help parents and also everyone who works with youth create a strong relationship with the students so that they can create a really positive support system.
And expand on a benefit or two of doing this?
Absolutely. So through that, the kids are able to feel more confident. They achieve more because they know that there are people supporting them.
This program, Robbie, has been proven to be successful. Can you, I'm not even going to question that, right?
Right. So through the courts, we have data, and about the 500 students that have gone through the program, 90% of them have not been referred back to the court the following year.
Any other stats you want to share?
Yes. So right now, doing the data with United Way, 87% of our students that have gone through the program have improved in their behavior.
Nice. So here we are. What does United Way funding mean to your organization?
Yes. Well, with the money that we get through United Way, we're able to create a lot more materials and a lot more activities that we can do with the kids and then also the parents. And then it's really great that we can give all these materials away for free.
See any of the kids today?
No, not today, but they'll be back on Monday.
Hey, Mandy, some people may wonder, question, why did United Way, I mean, you make choices. Why did you decide to fund this program under your family crisis area here?
Sure. As we mentioned earlier, we support programming around that prevention and treatment of family violence. So Ingenium's Strong Character Program teaches students those important skills such as resiliency and coping mechanisms. You know, we know that when we teach youth these skills early on, they're able to cope better and deal with stress and other factors such as trauma that might left unresolved might lead them down to having unhealthy relationships of their own. So when you donate to United Way, your donation doesn't stop with this one issue or one organization alone. We fund many programs that people may not be familiar with, but that are doing great work and that are often working together because these issues overlap each other. We also know that there are people in crisis and who need immediate services. So we want to help those people who are in need now, but we also want to help prevent people from getting into those situations in the first place and then prevent it from happening again.
Before I ask how can people help, how do we find out more information about your organization, Robbie Metcalf?
Oh, you can visit ingeniumcoach.org, and there's a lot of information on there for them.
You had fun with AmeriCorps?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I loved it.
Nice, good. Obviously, it worked to make you that stellar person. Tell me about how to help, please.
Sure. So three big yet very simple ways. First way is to donate. Your company can participate in a United Way workplace campaign. So if you do that, please consider making a payroll deduction. If you do participate and you designate your gift, we always ask that you consider donating even a portion of your gift to the Community Investment Fund, which really does fund those 45 other programs to do great work in our community. Another way to do it is through volunteering. We have a wealth of opportunities to become mentor, advocate, assist with families. There are also short-term projects such as landscaping or helping to do fundraisers so that it allows the organization time to focus more directly on their clients. There are also ways to donate in-kind items. So many of our programs have wish lists of their own for things ranging from toiletries, feminine hygiene products, diapers and wipes, cleaning supplies, new or gently used home goods, individually wrapped snacks for kids. And then another item that shows up on these wish lists often are children's toys and experiences. So, you know, that might be a gift card to an area attraction, something other than just that material good, but an experience as well.
And how do we find out more about you and yours?
Yes, you can visit us at our website at hwmuw.org. We also have information about Ingenium and their programming there and all the other programs that receive United Way funding as well.
Ingenium's Robbie Metcalf, Heart of West Michigan United Way's Community Impact Coordinator Mandy DeWild. Thank you all.
Thank you.